Hello and welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to your voice note review of Heidenheim 0, Chelsea 2. A test that was going to be tough for Chelsea, taken on the side, which were probably the best position to beat them and get rid of this unbeaten run that Chelsea have seen themselves gain in Europe. Heidenheim in a similar position, but the Blues came out on top with a 2-0 victory in Germany. Goals by Christopher Nkunku and Mikhailo Mudryk saw Chelsea fire their way to the top of the Conference League, once again cementing themselves as the favourites for the competition. A good test for Chelsea, which they seem to topple with relative ease. But now I'm going to hand you over to the boys and, of course, Enzo Maresca for their thoughts on the game.
So another win in the Conference League. Didn't surprise me that it was a higher calibre of opposition. I'm sure, talking about Jorgensen, talking about Nkunku, talking about Mudryk, but I feel like the bigger trend and maybe slightly more negative one is just looking at the B team and maybe some concerns defensively and in midfield of the drop-off compared to the first choices. I feel like a lot of the flaws within this squad that has been hyped up won't be exposed in this competition, but you saw a slight glimpse when we played a Bundesliga team what could be possible. And if Chelsea have aspirations of getting into the Champions League next year, I think we need a much stronger second choice, you know, or even, you know, just understanding that this caliber of team, you know, isn't going to be able to compete against the higher caliber of opponents. So some concerns there, frustrations that Josh Akpom still isn't being involved. I mean, looking at the performance of De Zassi, not much else to say, but pleased with the win, obviously.
The second string is a massive issue, and it's something that we've highlighted several times on the pod, and the score speaks about frequently on the Final Score show. And by the way, I'm going to do the little plug. If you guys aren't listening to Final Score at the Final Whistle, make sure you do. It's a great show, and I want more of you to get involved and call in and tell us your thoughts on all the games. But with this, of course, the score does talk about, with rambles, quite a lot, Sanchez versus Jorgensen and what it means for Christopher Nkunku to get into the side. And after scoring again tonight for Christopher Nkunku and Jorgensen having a very strong performance, that question was tabled to Enzo Maresca.
Yeah, both. They did very well. Very well. They did fantastic. I think all of them, Jadon Sancho did a very good game. Axel, Benoit. I think Cesare did well. So it's important that they are ready, they get the chance. And Philip, as you said, did a very good game. Christo the same. And now we have game Sunday, and then we have game Wednesday. We have 9 or 10 games in December. So it's more or less a game each 2-3 days. So they're going to get more chances. And this is what we need, that they have to be ready.
Very interesting answer there from Enzo Maresca, seemingly from an outsider looking in, maybe dodging the obvious question, especially in regards to the goalkeeper position. But guys, please let us know all your thoughts over on the socials at the Chelsea Echo on X, and of course at the Chelsea Echo _ on Instagram. That's where we are, and that's where you can have a great chat with both me, Dan, Tom, and whoever happens to be on the socials. Guys, it's usually me. Apart from when I say it's not me, okay? I just realised I went a little bit ASMR-y. So let's go really loud now, because guess what? You don't want the ASMR. You want the numbers behind the game. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Stat Shaggers.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Right then, job done in Germany. Done. Fantastic. 2-0. Move on. 12 points from 12. Qualified already. In a great position. Surely to secure, if not top spot, certainly a top 8 spot, and bypass that playoff round, which would be really helpful for us. People are obviously rightly going to talk about Jadon Sancho, who got, well, I think technically the first one hasn't gone down as an assist because there was a tiny little deflection, but I'm counting it as 2 assists. Definitely got the assist for the Mudryk goal. Great performance down the right for him. People are going to talk about Mudryk as well. A nice finish. He had a couple of decent moments today. On another, they could have had a penalty. I don't think it was, but he could have done, potentially. And then, obviously, Nkunku takes another really nicely well-taken goal. Mudryk, obviously, scored his nice well-taken goal as well. Three players there in those attacking positions that are playing well. Pressure has to be, I think, on Noni Madueke to keep performing, to keep that spot. Obviously, Palmer's going to keep his. And then, obviously, Pedro Neto done brilliantly. But the one man I'm going to talk about is Mr. Jorgensen in goal, because that was a fantastic performance. An unbelievable performance. He's made 11 saves there. He's now, I'm not a big XG man, just worth mentioning a lot, but his expected goals conceded in that game was 2.18. Obviously, didn't let anyone clean sheet. Massive performance. We've spoken so much about Robert Sanchez and whether he should have that jersey. Well, I think Mr. Jorgensen today has really put out a bit of a feeler that maybe he shouldn't, and the pressure has to be on, and Robert Sanchez has to perform better than he has thus far to keep that jersey away from Jorgensen. But yeah, job done. A few good performances in there, and we move on to Villa on Sunday.
And that is very much the case. Chelsea, top of the Conference League, looking set to go in as the potential winners of the tournament in the knockout phase, and definitely the favourites. But that's 12 points from 12 for the Blues, and they will continue that form, hopefully, against Aston Villa at the weekend. The Chelsea Echo will, of course, be at the game. Myself giving you the view from the ground, final score with the score, and Dan and Tom will be around as well. But if you do enjoy everything that comes out of the Chelsea Echo, make sure you give us a 5-star review. It really does help us here at the pod, because we want to get those brand deals, baby. That's what we're after. Manscaped, we're looking at you, and other ones as well, if you fancy it, lads. But aside from that, I've been Louis, that was Tom, that was Dan, that was Enzo Maresca, and this was the Voice Note Review. We'll see you for the preview. Ta-da!